Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is the Morning Madhouse, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Comedian Burpee, it's a working woman Wednesday, and we have a hard-working woman right up in here. Singer, songwriter, and actress, Miss Sky Tunes. Let's give her a round of applause.
All right now. All right now.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Saints.
So, for the people who are not familiar with Sky Tunes, tell us, who are you?
I am Sky from Houston, Texas, Third Ward to be exact. I have not, I'm not a new artist. I've been working in this industry for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I come from a girl group like most little girls from Houston after Destiny's Child. I am now promoting my very first single as a solo artist, and it's called Fairy Tale. It's me featuring Chris Brown and DJ Khaled.
Yes. Oh, those are two huge names.
Super
to
names.
Be working with, and you're actually Chris Brown's artist, right?
I am not his artist.
Okay.
He's a really, really close, like, he's almost like a brother, like a relative at this point. Mm-hmm. When I was in the girl group before, we had a record out with Kanye West and it got a lot of traction. And Chris was a fan of the song. So we got introduced to him. And of course, we were fans of Chris Brown. And we just kind of kept in touch with him. And even when the group kind of went our separate ways, I stayed in LA and I call on holidays, birthdays, when things are normal, not just when I need a verse or a favor. So now I was able to, you know, pull off something as big as him and Khaled. Because I keep my relationships good.
See, that's how you get in there. Don't just call when you hey, come do this feature for me. Look, I need a sandwich. Let me come get something to eat.
Those are three huge names. Kanye West, DJ Khaled, and Chris Brown. What is it like working with such talented individuals?
You know, despite Kanye's political views right now, you know, when we did the record with him, we were at a studio record plant in LA and he walked by and heard the song playing and he was like, I got to get on it. I don't care who it is. Who was it? He thought that it was T-Pain at the time because I was signed to him, me and the girls. Mm. And it wasn't. And when he found out it was us and he still wanted to do the song, we were like, what? You still want to do it for little old us? And he did it. And then, you know, Chris is a ball of energy. I tell people all the time, he works 26 hours out of 24 hours a day. So to be around somebody that he can write, he can act, he can sing, he directs his own videos, he can backflip, he can dance. It's just, it's surreal, you know, and it's favor. I feel like I'm in God's favor to be able to be in the midst of such, you know, greatness. And yeah, I'm blessed, man. That's all I can say.
Amen. Somebody.
Don't question the Lord. I just, you know.
Come on, man.
What? Claim it. Grab those
Jesus.
Blessings. Grab them.
Now, Scott, when did you know that this is what you were going
to
do?
I think because I never really had a desire to do anything else. I never had a first goal that wasn't singing. You know, some people, they start out like, oh, I want to model, or I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a lawyer. I knew that I wasn't going to do anything else. I come from a musical background, family history of music, and I didn't even know because my sisters and I were, and my mother were all put up for adoption when I was born. So I was like a ward of the state, foster home, you know, house to house. And I just always knew that I had this love and this passion for music. Moving forward, I found out like when I was maybe like 12 that my grandfather was a really famous songwriter. He wrote Let's Get It On for Marvin Gaye.
Wow.
Right. Like, he's deceased now, but he wrote like a lot of like our major hits from back then. So I was like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I had no idea that this was in my blood. And, you know, I think that's when it really hit me like, okay, the Lord showed you that and you're really doing the right thing.
Sky Tunes live here in the Madhouse talking to us. Now, you say you started off in a girl group. You are from Houston, Texas, which everybody thinks girl group, Houston, Texas, Destiny's Child. When you were in your group, was it like, we want to be like Destiny's Child? How was that feeling?
We wanted to be like TLC. We loved Destiny's Child, but it was three of us. We were way more urban than Destiny's Child. They were more like, you know, just R&B pop. We had a rapper in the group and we always wore sneakers and just all these bright colors. And, you know, we were just a little more edgy than Destiny's Child. So our goal was more like, you know, the TLC vibe than the Destiny's Child.
Y'all ain't wear the condoms on your jumpsuit, did you?
We didn't make it to that point.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay.
No condoms.
So people that are not familiar with the music, how would you describe your sound?
My sound is, I would say it's urban pop. It's not really just R&B because it's really edgy. I say things that a lot of women are afraid to, you know, really say and put in their music. And that doesn't mean raunchy and cursing and talking about sex and drugs. It just means those vulnerable topics in such a way that some women are like, I ain't gonna say that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I only speak my truth, especially when I write. I don't sing. If I sing about it, it's my life. I don't really believe in, you know, singing about something that's not something I've been through or where I'm going to.
So your debut single, Fairy Tale, how did this come about? What is the song, the meaning that it has to you for it to be your debut single?
Well, you know, I actually had another song that features Chris that I was going to release first. And Chris wrote Fairy Tale. I did not write it all on Fairy Tale. I wrote one line. But I didn't write that song. But how I can, you know, I feel this record because, you know, everybody has, every girl, every guy has that girl or guy that their friends and family is like, you know what, you need to do something different because he or she is not for you. And you, in the back of your mind, you really want to be like, no, I really believe in fairy tales. So this is like, instead of a woman like, you know, just trying to be all hard and, you know, going with the flow of every other person saying, F guys and da da da, it's me saying, no, I'm going to give this bad boy a chance. I'm going to give this, you know, this shot at love. I'm going to give it one more try. I'm going to give it another try. Or for a guy, too, you know? And I think we all know a little bit about a lot of Chris Brown's history with relationships mm-hmm. and love. So I think for him, it was inspired from his own personal, you know, experiences with wanting, you know, the women to be like, this was my past, but I'm not that. Like, believe in a fairy tale. I can be that guy. And he is. He's changed. He's different, so.
Well, speaking of your debut single, go ahead and introduce it for Madhouse Nation so that we can get it on for them and they can take a listen.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, SkyTunes. And right now, we're about to get into my very first single, Fairy Tale, featuring Chris Brown and DJ Khaled.
Sky, you a special one, the one.
Yeah, another one. I know you love me, but I heard about you. They say you ain't good for me.
I don't care, cause it ain't true.
It's their job stories. I'd rather see for myself. I guess I'm the only one that still believes in
fairy tales.
Feel like the only one. Is this a
Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's the Morning Madhouse. And that was music from Miss SkyTunes, who is live right here in the Madhouse. It's called Fairy Tale. Chris Brown, DJ Khaled, they're both on the song.
They are. And in the video. So y'all make sure y'all check out the video too. It's on YouTube Vivo. It's on Worldstar. On my page at SkyTunes, SkyTune.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes, y'all can check it out there too.
There it is. Now, we do this thing in the Madhouse. It's called First and Last. Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. It's either going to be about the first time you did something or the last time you did something. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what was the last thing that you watched on television?
The Haunting of Hill House.
Mm.
Ooh, what,
is that the one
that
on Netflix?
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw a couple of episodes of
I'm
that.
I'm on episode 6 right now.
All right. Tell me, what's the first thing that you got when you got a big check?
Shoes.
Mm-hmm. Are you like an accessories, like shoes and things?
Just shoes. I love all shoes. Heels, sneakers, boots. I have more sneakers than I have heels, but I'm a girly girl, but I love sneakers. I just like shoes. My shoe collection is like, you would swear I was like really, really rich or like already really, really famous, because it's like I've been collecting for a long time.
Other than your album, what's the last album that you streamed?
LMA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She has a banger.
LMA, yeah.
Who was the first person that you met that left you starstruck?
That's kind of hard because it's like all of them.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, because I've met so many people. All my, like, no shade to anybody that's still living, but all my, like, the people that I would probably faint over, I never got to meet Michael Jackson. I never got to meet Prince. You know, I haven't met those. Yeah. Like, I still want to meet Patty. I didn't get to meet Aretha. Like, you know, those are the ones that I really, really... Like, I really want to meet Mariah. She was, like, the first celebrity as a kid that I was like, I want to be like her.
Last one. What is the first thing that you do in the morning?
BibleGateway.com. I read a Bible verse every day.
Okay.
And I go to my praise and worship. I do 30 minutes of Kirk Franklin Pandora.
Get your morning started off right.
Yeah, I have to. It's also like a, you know, a little warm up for my vocals or for talking, because you know you're going to sing along with the gospel song.
Yes.
And then ironically, most mornings, I'm not going to lie and say every morning, but when I read that verse of the day, it's usually pertaining to how my day goes or what happened the night before. That kind of gives me a sense of calm, a sense of ease. So I just keep doing it.
In addition to Miss Mariah Carey, who else do you want to work with?
I would like to work with Pharrell. I would really like to work with Rihanna. She doesn't do a lot of female collaborations, and I think, and she hasn't put out music in a while. So if I could pull that off, you know, that'd be something that'd be really great. I just want more. I have collaborations with YG. I have Ty Dolla, two with Chris, Mustard, Eric Bellinger, but I need like some chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would like to see like ladies come. Like, you remember when they did Ladies Night?
Mm-hmm.
You know, man. We need more stuff. Or like Moulin Rouge back in the day with Christina Aguilera. Like, I want to do, you know, something like that.
On this Working Woman Wednesday, what is it like being a female in this industry and working with such strong male talent?
You know, I have to say that I'm a little lucky because I start doing it really young. A lot of the guys that I'm around, they all already kind of put me in a little sister category, so I don't really have them making passes.
Mm-hmm.
Except for some of the newer rappers that I really wasn't around, or newer male singers, and, you know, they try and... It can be a little... You got to watch yourself. And I live in L.A., home of the house parties.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're not partaking in activities, you know, just because you were in the vicinity, you were inside somewhere, they can kind of judge you off of that.
Mm.
You know, you just got to stay strong, and you got to, you know, stay focused. And then I feel like as a woman too, sometimes our opinions don't really, we get kind of overlooked in the industry, you know, it's still, and I don't even know, I don't have the answer, to be honest with you. I ain't gonna lie and say I have the answer to change that, because I think it's just time, you know what I mean? If I could change racism, I would, and I can't. So I think it's just, you know, just staying strong in who you are and just really being careful, making sure you surround yourself with the right people, you know?
Now, being that you're a singer, it seemed like for a while that there was a gap in between good R&B or R&B period. But do you feel like now that something is happening to where you got LMA dropping, you had you have her, Daniel Caesar, what do you think happened to make all of these people come out now and say, hey, we got to take a stand, including yourself?
I think the world just kind of got bored of the same old, which is, it's always a cycle. Mm. You know, we went through a bubblegum stage when Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears and Destiny's Child first came around and NSYNC, and it was just like bubblegum, bubblegum, bubblegum. Even Lil' Kim, you know, she kind of crossed over at that time too, and with the whole Moulin Rouge thing, you know. I think, you know, we just, America or the world period, we get bored of something and we just start trying something else. And it's so crazy because half of the music that's like out right now, even the R&B, it's like a lot of remakes. It's like, it's hard for people to create new hits without a sample. I even have, like, my music is very sample heavy, and I'm like, I gotta do more, like, original, you know? But it's so rough because we're so bored of hearing the same thing, you know? So I don't really have the answer as far as, like, what happened, other than I just really think we got bored. So R&B was so, it was, like, extinct for a while. So when somebody came with some R&B music, it was new. But really, it wasn't new. It's just we hadn't heard it in so long, so it felt fresh again.
Miss Sky Tunes hanging out in the Madhouse. Thank you so much for everybody that's listening.
Thank you.
How can they find you on social media?
You guys can follow me. My page is at Sky Tunes on Instagram. That's SKYETUNES. That's also my Twitter. That's my Snap. That's how you Google me, but I'm real, real heavy on Instagram, so stay tuned to Sky Tunes.
And tell everybody to go ahead and stream and get that new single.
Y'all, please stream the song. It's out on all platforms, Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, Google, everywhere you could think of. And check out the video, because I got both Chris and Khaled, which is an accomplishment, because a lot of times even some celebrities can't get people to be in the video.
What? That is awesome. Sky Tunes, thank you so much for hanging out here in the Madhouse. We are Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.